Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why would T-Rex struggle to play the piano? They're extinct. What would happen if a piano fell on you? You'd be flat. I for one support the selling of organs. But I draw the line at pianos. What do you get if you drop a piano down a mineshaft? A flat minor. After playing guitar for years, I thought I could learn to play the piano. But it's not an easy instrument to pick up. My uncle died recently, crushed by a piano. His funeral was low-key. What is big and black, and if it fell out of a tree, it would kill you? A piano. I have played piano for years. I used to play by ear. It sounds much better now that I use my hands. If you walked into a room and saw Mozart at a piano, what would he be doing? Decomposing. It caused quite a stir when the hospital took delivery of a 600-pound piano when the pianist died. Turns out the pianist was an organ donor. What's brown and sits on a piano stool? Beethoven's final movement. Is 40 too old to pick up the piano? I wouldn't suggest picking up a piano at any age. What did the millennial say when his friend played Jaws on the piano? That low-key gave me chills. The piano was angry at me for playing it. I didn't know I struck a chord. Why do pianists play quiet music too loudly? Because piano is their forte. Got a great deal on a piano yesterday. I bought it for a song. Why couldn't little Timmy open the piano? The keys were inside. I'm Bob Jeffy, and that's the low-key jokes for World Piano Day. We're on a mission to spread the laughs and groans far and wide, so please share these jokes with your family. Thank you.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. Did you know that you can join the hundreds of listeners who have submitted their own dad jokes through my voicemail? Please spread the laughs and groans and submit your own dad joke to our voicemail, with the best ones to be included in special fan episodes. Just leave your name, the city and state you live in, and your best dad joke. Call 978-393-1076. I'll repeat that number. It's 978-393-1076, or check the show notes page for the number. I look forward to hearing from you. The Daily Dad Jokes podcast is produced by Classic Studios. See the show notes page for social media links and joke credits.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.